Good morning, this Thursday, the 11th of April. I'm Grady Wolf, market analyst with Belderate. Rising Treasury yields on the back of the hotter-than-expected inflation reading out of the US for March caused US investors to hit the sell button on equities on Wednesday, with the Dow Jones falling 1.09%, while the S&P 500 lost 0.95% and the tech-heavy Nasdaq closed the day down 0.84%. Key US inflation data out overnight came in higher than economists were expecting and what markets were expecting at an annual rate of 3.5% in March compared to 3.2% in February and showed acceleration in inflation for a second straight month, indicating inflation in the world's largest economy remains stickier than first expected. Energy costs and food inflation were two of the key drivers of the inflation rate rise and add support for the Fed to hold rates steady for a little while to come. Markets naturally responded negatively as investors had been holding out hopes for rate cuts as soon as June. The Fed's latest meeting minutes were also released just an hour ago, where the investor sentiment was dampened further by Fed officials' concerns that inflation isn't falling fast enough to the 2% target. US producer price index data is also out today, with the market expecting a drop in the PPI from the 0.6% rise reported in February from January this year. In Europe on Wednesday, markets closed mixed in the region as investors digested the latest inflation reading out of the US. The Stoxx 600 closed 0.12% higher, Germany's DAX rose 0.11%, the French CAC fell 0.05%, and in the UK, the FTSE 100 ended the day up 0.33%. Across the Asia markets on Wednesday, markets closed mostly lower as Japan's corporate inflation rate rose to 0.8%, which signals a third straight month of increase. Japan's Nikkei fell 0.5% on Wednesday, Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose 1.75%, China's CSI index lost 0.81%, and South Korea's KOSPI index closed flat. China's all-important inflation data is also out today, with the market expecting a decline to 0.4% year-on-year from 0.7% in February, which would suggest that any hopes of China's material recovery post-pandemic have started to ease. Locally, the ASX continued this week's winning streak into Wednesday's session, with the key index closing the day up 0.31%, with the materials stocks again doing most of the heavy lifting, with the sector ending the day up 2.34% amid the rising price of iron ore. Healthcare stocks also lifted the market on Wednesday as Anso extended its rally a further 4% on the back of the major US acquisition announcement. Neuren Pharmaceuticals rallied 2.2% on Wednesday and ResMed jumped 2.17%. Cloud-based call recording software provider Dubba yesterday released first half results, announced a capital raise of $24.06 million and shared news of CEO Steve McGovern on alleged misuse of around $36.6 million. Dubba shares have been in a trading halt since the investigation into misappropriation of funds came to light on March the 1st. On the commodities front this morning, oil has rebounded to trade 1.2% higher at $86.25 a barrel. Gold is down 0.82% at $2,334 an ounce. And iron ore is up 3.32% to trade at $109 per tonne. One Aussie dollar is buying 65.09 US cents, 99.51 Japanese yen, 51.68 British pence, and one New Zealand dollar and 9 cents. Ahead of the local trading session here on Thursday, the SPY futures are expecting the ASX to open the day down 0.82%, and that's tracking Wall Street's inflation-driven sell-off overnight. And now let's dive into some trading ideas for your consideration today. Bell Potter has retained a buy rating on Capricorn Metals and have increased a 12-month price target on the gold miner from $5.95 to $6.15 following the release of a production update at the company's 100% owned Karlawinda Gold Project. Despite the company lowering its production guidance due to major rainfall impacting operations late in March, the analyst sees Capricorn has high-quality operations at the Karlawinda Gold Project, low costs, a strong balance sheet, and free cash flow, which helps the company to mitigate the company's single mine risk. And Trading Central has identified a bullish signal on Yancoal Australia following the formation of a pattern over a period of 21 days, which is roughly the same amount of time the share price may rise from the close of $5.63 to the range of $5.94 to $6.02, according to Standard Principles of Technical Analysis. And that's all for this Thursday. Have a terrific day, and as always, happy investing.